Fundamental piece of Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch, as we may know, goes through each one of the 613 mitzvahs in order, explaining each one, some of the details, and perhaps even more importantly, getting to the root of every single mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah 433. Sefer HaChinuch says the following: amongst the roots of this mitzvah, of tefillah, is the concept that all bracha and all good comes to a person according to their deeds, according to the goodness of our hearts and the uprightness of our thoughts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man. Hashem wants us to have good. He wants to give us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and gives and gives. And therefore he guides us. And through the mitzvahs, he helps us to be worthy and successful. Because at the end of the day, as the Derech Hashem explains, we have to earn the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. Otherwise, it's worthless. If it was all a free gift, it would mean nothing to us. The Sefer HaChinuch goes on though, and says Hashem also opens a door and he teaches us how we can attain everything that we want. And what is the secret? What is the key? To ask. That is that they should ask him. It's in Hashem's hands to fulfill all of our needs, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers all those who call to him in truth. But more than that, besides teaching us this idea, Hashem also commands us to make use of it and to constantly ask him for everything that we need and everything that we want. But there's something much deeper than that too. Besides helping us to attain that which we desire, tefillah provides us with an additional zechus, an additional merit. It arouses our spirit and makes us realize that Hashem is a good, benevolent, beneficent master. Hashem's eyes are open to all of our ways. He hears our cries at every instant and at all times. Hinei leyanim v'layishan, shomei Yisrael, the guardian of Israel doesn't slumber or sleep. And therefore, we get to the root of the matter when it comes to tefillah. We therefore believe in his authority, his omnipotence, without any questions or doubts, because there's nothing from preventing him from doing whatever he desires. If we accept that there's an infinite being that created all of finite existence, gave us the ability to communicate and to connect, that space and that place is tefillah. Tefillah is where we internalize the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, where we develop and deepen our awareness that he is intimately involved in all of our lives. For an infinite God, that is no big deal. For finite man, that's everything. There's no matter too small for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be involved in. He's infinite. There's no matter too small for us to ask for. And there's nothing too big that's beyond his power. Tefillah gives us the opportunity and the ability to tap into the power of the Ribbono Shel Olam, to feel his presence in our lives, to feel his guiding hand. It's all there. Hashem is ready and poised to give to us. But in order for him to give, we have to be able to receive. We have to flick that switch within ourselves and realize, as the Chovas Halvavos explains, it's not us. It's not us that determines the outcome of any of our actions, it's Hashem. When we ask, and we ask sincerely, we turn ourselves into beings that are worthy of receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. It doesn't depend on Hashem. It depends on us. When we get into a humble place, we daven, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us to, Kerash HaMavakesh Al HaPesach, like a pauper requesting at the door. Being able to be in that space of humility, being able to be open enough to receive Hashem's bracha just by asking.